Hello and welcome to the Keith Speaking Academy. This is Keith, and today we're going to be looking at the live lesson notes of clothes. And this audio recording is to help you with your pronunciation practice. Clothes. Great. We all need clothes. Otherwise, we would be pretty cold, I think. So let's begin with general vocabulary. You can follow the notes also on the PDF. I'm going to begin with common mistakes. So one common mistake is people say, the clothes I love is. However, clothes is always in the plural. Clothes would be the verb, not the noun. Another common mistake is people say, the cloth I like most is. Cloth is a noun, but that's the material that we use for cleaning things, cleaning the floor or cleaning the table. So the correct word must be clothes. Say that with me. Clothes. It's got that nice sound. Clothes. Now, we can say this also in other ways. We can say, one item of clothing I love is my jumper. Item of clothing. Clothing is the uncountable noun, but we make it countable by saying one item of clothing. Or one piece of clothing. One piece of clothing I love is my green t-shirt. What about you? Another common mistake, people say, I like to dress jeans. The problem here is it should be, I like to wear jeans. Okay, dress would be the noun. We can say to dress up, meaning wearing some very nice clothes if you're going out. But normally we say, I like to wear jeans. Or I like to wear t-shirts. Another common mistake here with the word jeans. Some people say, I wear jeans. It is so comfortable. However, jeans and trousers are always in the plural. So it should be, I wear jeans. They are so comfortable. I like to wear blue trousers. They're so comfy. Comfy or comfortable. In Great Britain, we say trousers. In the US, they say pants. My jeans are comfy. Now, essential verbs. To wear clothes. W-E-A-R. But it's pronounced the same as wear, as in where are you? And it's irregular. So listen carefully. I usually wear jeans and a t-shirt. What about you? Practice with me. In the past, last week, I wore a suit. What about you? I have never worn a black tie before. This is the present perfect. I have never worn a black tie before. What about you? I tend to wear casual clothes. What about you? Great. The next verb is to dress, which we mentioned before, but to dress usually has no object. So you cannot dress something, but we can say, for example, I like to dress smartly. Repeat with me. I like to dress smartly. I like to dress casually. I like to dress formally. We can also say, I will dress up when going to a party. Repeat with me. I will dress up when going to a party. So to dress up is to dress smartly, to wear some very nice clothes. And I said I will dress up, not for the future, but for the habit that I have. We can use will for habits. I will dress up when going to a party. We can also say to get dressed, to put on some clothes. Repeat with me. I got dressed quickly today. I got the children dressed quickly. Notice here, we're talking about dressing other people as well. I got somebody dressed, normally children and babies. Here are a few phrasal verbs that can be useful. To wear in. To wear something in is to wear something that is new until it is comfortable. For example, I haven't worn these new shoes in yet. Repeat with me. Great. And quickly, I haven't worn these new shoes in yet. Great. To wear out is to wear or to use something so much that it can no longer be used. It's too old. I've worn this jacket out. I need a new one. Repeat with me. I've worn this jacket out. I need a new one. Great. And to be worn out, always worn, to be worn out is to be very tired. I've been working all day. I'm worn out. Let's talk now about what kinds of clothes you like to wear. Again, let me focus on a mistake first. Many people say, I like to wear short skirt. In the singular, that's the mistake. When you talk about things you like, because it's general, it needs to be in the plural. I like to wear short skirts. What do you like to wear? Great. However, we can also say, if we're in the singular, we can put an article, a. And we can sometimes say, I like to wear a short skirt. I like to wear a short skirt. Normally, we would say this in a particular context. So, for example, I like to wear a t-shirt when I'm relaxing at home. Or, I like to wear a tie when I go to work. What about you? Interesting. Next, other useful phrases. Typically, I typically wear jeans and a t-shirt. Repeat with me. I typically wear a hoodie when I go out on the street. I typically wear a sweatshirt when I'm relaxing. Great. Another useful word is dashing. Adjective meaning very handsome or beautiful. I like to look dashing. He's wearing some dashing clothes today. How to describe your favourite clothes? Here are some useful adjectives. We can say simple, casual, presentable, meaning quite smart, scruffy, meaning messy or untidy, willy-nilly, meaning without care, or untidy. Stylish yet comfy. Elegant. Chic. Dressy. So, for example, we might want to say, I like to wear casual clothes. I need to wear presentable clothes at work. This jumper's too scruffy for the party. She's wearing a very chic dress. In addition, we can also talk about a conservative style or classic clothes, which are more formal, more conservative, or even vintage clothes if they're a bit old-fashioned. So we've got casual clothes, semi-formal clothes, and formal clothes. We can say to be dressed up to the nines. Yeah, the number nine. I don't know why it's the number nine and why it's plural. But when you're dressed really smart or elegant, we say to be dressed up to the nines. For example, my wife was dressed up to the nines on our wedding day. Another expression is dressed to kill. Very often for a woman, if they look really smart and elegant. So if you want to make your partner, if she's female, happy, you can say, wow, you're dressed to kill tonight. Looking very smart and elegant. A bit of a catchy phrase is, I'm going to dress to impress, because of the rhyme. I'm going to dress to impress. Where you're going to dress very smartly to make a good impression. With clothes, we often talk about bright colours or dark colours. You know, when I'm choosing a t-shirt, I prefer bright colours, some bright pinks or bright blues. I know my sister, for example, prefers dark colours. She goes for blacks and greys like that. If clothes are very baggy, if clothes are very loose or too big, we say they're baggy. So I do like to wear baggy jumpers because I've become a bit fat. Therefore, baggy jumpers look better on me. If clothes are too small, we can say they're tight or clingy. Oh, this t-shirt's too tight for me. Or it's a very tight-fitting t-shirt. If you're young and slim, you might like tight-fitting t-shirts. We can talk about clothes being fashionable and clothes that are in fashion. So, how would you describe the clothes you're wearing today? Great. Now, a final mistake to notice is about colours. Sometimes students say, I like to wear clothes in black colour. Now, in English, right, when talking about colours, we rarely use the word colour. We just say the actual colour. So we would say, I like to wear clothes in black. Or, I like to wear black clothes. What colour clothes do you like? Great. I'm going to finish with a model answer that you can listen to. And if you want to repeat some phrases later, you can. This is a question that somebody asked me. They said, Keith, are clothes important to you? This is what I said. It's a good question. I mean, on a basic level, yes, of course, clothes are important. I need practical clothes. For example, if I'm going out walking and it's raining, I need to wear the appropriate kind of clothes, maybe a raincoat, taking an umbrella, something that will protect me from the rain, although I realise an umbrella is an accessory. So from a practical point of view, I think clothes are really important. From a fashion point of view, I don't think they are that important. I know some people say that clothes represent your identity and it's a way of expressing your personality. But to be honest, for me, I take a much more pragmatic approach. I think clothes are just a way to cover ourselves and keep ourselves warm and cool. I don't really see them as fashion accessories or a way of expressing who I am. Hey, but that's just my personal take on clothes. That's it. I'll finish up here. I hope you've got some great or some new language now you can use to talk about clothes. Go and practice. Describe the clothes that you like to wear, either at home or when you're working. Good luck. Keep practicing and enjoy your English. This is Keith signing out from the Keith Speaking Academy.